It was thought wise, dear Anna, that such a man of Mr. Lovelace's disposition should be deterred from his suit with courtesy. But my brother, having such antipathy towards the gentleman, took it upon himself to behave quite differently.
She's not in.
Mr. James Harlow, it's been so long, sir. I was hoping that I might see your sister. It was agreed yesterday, I believe, that I would visit again today.
She will not see.
I thought you said she wasn't here to see me, sir.
No, she's not.
Well, which is it, sir? She won't see me or she's not here.
Either way, you are not going to see my sister.
Why? Are you her keeper?
I'm her brother, sir.
I will see her.
You will not. You are not welcome here, sir, and you will leave.
Certainly, when your sister Clarissa has told me to do so, not her brother.
How dare you!
You mean to fight me, sir? You mean to draw blood rather than letting me take tea with your sister?
I do, sir.
Please return your sword to its sheath. I have no desire to hurt you.
You hurt me?
James, put down your saber. Let me see your sister. I have no wish to make you an enemy.
Draw your sword, Lovelace.
As you wish. On the ground, James Harlow, so quickly. You make it so easy for me. Now, let me in.
Never! Oh, blood, Lovelace! Harlow, blood!
It's a light cut.
Get out! Get out! Always the same. Always the same, Lovelace. A villain and a murderer. It doesn't take long to pull that out of you, does it, sir? Kill me, then.
Why should I kill you, sir? You're the brother of my beloved. I will not taint our union by running my sword through her brother's heart. Though with one slight movement, I could. No, sir. I choose not to. And here, sir, take my hand and I will help you to your feet.
I want nothing from you.
Not even the generosity of sparing your life. Or is it the humiliation of your defeat that is so hard to endure? James Harlow. I remember you at college. I remember you for your heated temper and a man that did not know his limits.
You will leave my sister alone.
Will I, sir?
You will!
You must excuse my modernity, but surely that decision should lie with your sister rather than her brother. But I have an appointment at my tailor's and an evening of entertainment to attend. And if you will not take my hand, then you must make your own way up from the ground. I will see you anon, Mr. Harlow, and look forward to that honour with pleasure and relish. Do give my very finest regards to your exceptional sister, Clarissa.